在是那位信实的神。
Lord, we thank you that you are a faithful God.
你是今天早上我们再来仰望你的信实。
This morning we feel hope, look towards your faithfulness.
让你施恩在我们的当中。
Lord, have mercy on us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的
名。In your precious name we pray.
Amen. 昨天我在家里准备今天早上的主日学的时候。
Yesterday, I was preparing for the Sunday school this morning.
我们应该需要交通约书亚记第三章第四章。
We should have fellowship Joshua chapter 3 and 4.
我自己认为这两章圣经是非常容易准备的。
I feel that these two chapters are easy to prepare.
因为这两章圣经是在约书亚记里面头一段里面的这一个最高峰。
Because this is the climax of the first portion of the book of Joshua.
所以我抱很大的希望来准备第三章和第四章。
So I will have a high hope on preparing chapter 3 and 4.
但是没有想到在准备的时候呢就觉得非常非常的困难。
Nevertheless, as I was preparing, I feel so difficult.
在我读的时候呢我不能够我就没有办法读出来主要我说什么话。
As I was reading through it,Then I really don't know what the Lord wants me to say.
所以从早上呢一直准备到下午。
So from morning I prepare up to the afternoon.
我仍然感觉里面没有主的话。
So I feel there is no word coming from the Lord.
一直到到下午我很晚的时候。
Until late afternoon.
I 就是把一些我所知道的事情我可以告诉弟兄姊妹。
So I just try to say something that I knew to the saints.
但是我心里知道呢，主昨天没有对我说话。
But nevertheless, I feel that the Lord didn't speak to me.
然后就接到弟兄的电话了。
So I had a phone call from a brother.
就告诉我们的Sister Anne已经被主接去了。
Then they informed me that Sister Anne has been with the Lord.
后来我想一想，我就了解为什么我准备不出来话语。
So that's why I suddenly understand why the Lord I haven't get the word of the Lord.
因为我想，原来主今天早上在不要我交通约书亚记第三章第四章。
Because the Lord doesn't want me to speak on Joshua chapter 3 and 4.
所以今天早上我们不交通约书亚记。
So this morning we won't be fellowshipping Joshua chapter 3 and 4.
今天早上在这里我想有一点的交通。
This morning we will have a different kind of fellowship.
今天早上的交通我想只要交通两件事情。
We will fellowship on two matters.
头一件事情我想跟弟兄姊妹交通在过去这几个月里面主让我所学习到的。
The first thing is I want to fellowship on what lessons the Lord teach me these few months.
在这一件事情，特别是在我们姊妹生病的这一件事情上，主让我所看见。
Especially on the matter of the sickness of our sister, the Lord give me something to see.
第二方面呢，如果我们有时间的话，我想跟弟兄姊妹交通一点关于我们怎么样能够不来惧怕这个死亡。
Second thing I want to fellowship, if we have time, is concerning.Why shouldn't we be afraid of death?
在过去这一段时间里面，我相信很多弟兄姊妹都有这个感觉，主好像在属灵的事物上给我们开了一个新的一个境界。
It seems the Lord has opened up a new spiritual realm this few months.
好像在从前我们并不太注意的事物，主最近借着我们的姊妹，让我们有一个正确的看法。
Before we do not pay much attention concerning this matter, but through the sickness of our sister, the Lord lead us into a new experience.
特别让我看见非常清楚的看见，有三件事情是非常有关系的。
Show me three things that is very important and interrelated.
在我从前我并不是不知道这一件，但是这次让我看见它的真实性。
These things.Doesn't mean it's not important, but the Lord showed me its reality.
我们知道，我们在这个人类里面，我们最大的难处就是罪。
In mankind, the biggest problem is sin.
这个罪是我们最大的一个敌人。
And this is the greatest enemy.
这个最大的敌人，不但它本身有破坏力，它还有结果的。
Not only there is a power to destroy, it also has its result.
这个罪有两个结果。
There are two results in sin.
一个就是疾病。
Firstly, it's sickness.
一个就是死亡。
Secondly, it's death.
并不是说一个人生病一定表示他有罪。
It doesn't mean when a person is sick, it is because of his sin.
因为在圣经新约里面，有一个人瞎眼的时候，有人问主说是不是这个人犯罪，或者是他的父母犯罪。
Because in the New Testament we see an example that a person is blind, so this person asks, is it because of his sin or is it because of his parents' sin?
主就回答了那个问题，不是那个人或那个人的父母有罪。
So the Lord answered, is that because of his sin or his parents' sin?
然而这个病呢，或者死呢，却是因为当初亚当犯罪而带来的。
Rather, this sin is because it is brought through Adam and Eve.
当亚当犯罪以后，这个罪就进入了世界。
When Adam sinned, sin entered into the world.
疾病就进入了世界。
And sickness entered into the world.
这个死亡就进入了世界。
Death entered into the world.
我们都有一个正确的对罪，我们都有一个正确的了解。
Then we had a real understanding concerning sin.
因为如果我们对罪不了解的话，今天我们还不会成为神的儿女。
Because if we do not know sin, then we cannot be the children of God.
我们因为认识了罪，我们就接受了神的救恩，我们成为神的儿女。
It is because we have the knowledge of sin, that's why we accept the salvation of God and we become the children of God.
但是在我们的生活里面，我们对疾病呢的看法却是不一样。
But in our daily living, we have a different outlook concerning sickness.
我们认为罪呢的是不能够容忍的。
We know that we can never
tolerate
sin.
但是对于疾病呢，我们的态度就不大一样。
But concerning sickness, our attitude is different.
我们觉得这不过是一件自然的事嘛。
We feel that to have sickness is something natural.
弟兄姊妹，罪也是一件自然的事。
Sin is something natural.
罪就是在我们这个天性的里面。
Sin is in our nature.
我们并不因为这个罪是一件自然的事，我们就容忍它。
It is not because sin is something natural, that's why we tolerate sin.
所以我们也不因为这个疾病是自然的，我们就能够容忍它。
So even though sickness is natural, then we shouldn't tolerate it also.
死也是一件自然的事。
Death is also something natural.
但这个死之所以自然，还是因为罪进入了世界的缘故。
Death becomes natural, it is because sin enters into the world.
所以这三件事情是完全有关系的。
So these three things are interrelated.
所以我有一个新的看见，也是借着这件事，我们对于罪、对于病、对于死，他的态度应该一样。
We should have the same attitude towards sin, towards sickness, and towards death.
好比说拿那个病来讲。
We take sickness as an example.
这个病呢有我们身体上的病，也有我们灵魂的病，也有我们灵里面的病。
We have sickness in our body, we have sickness in our soul, we have sickness in our spirit.
我们通常认为疾病呢就是在我们身体上的。
We feel the sickness, we always have an attitude that sickness is only in our body.
但是我们常常忽略我们的魂也会病的。
But we never thought that we also have sickness in our soul.
我们常常忽略，所以仇敌在我们身上做了很多的工作。
Because we always neglect this thing, that's why the enemy keep on attacking us.
但是我们的灵里面也会有病的。
Our spirit can also have sickness.
因为这些病都是从仇敌来的。
And all these sickness came from the enemy.
我们对于所有的疾病应当有一个敌对的态度。
Towards all kinds of sickness, we should have a kind of attitude, resisting attitude.
就像我们怎么样来拒绝罪，我们也要拒绝那个疾病。
How we have the resisting attitude towards sin, we also have should be resist sickness.
因为这个借着这个疾病，仇敌要来玷污我们的身体，玷污我们的魂，玷污我们的灵。
Because the enemy through sickness will try to contaminate our body, our soul, and our spirit.
同样，死亡不但是一件身体上的事。
So death is not only a matter concerning the body.
这死亡也是一件魂里面的事。 死亡也是一件灵里面的事。
Death also concerns our soul and also our spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，在过去的一段时间里面，主特别让我看见，我们需要来对付这些事情。
So in the past, the Lord shows me that we should deal with these things.
我们不但要来对付这些事情，我们要在身体的里面来对付这些事。
Not only we will deal it personally, we should be in the body dealing with all these things.
我们需要在一起有一个共同的认识。
In the body, we should have this same kind of knowledge.
好叫仇敌不能在我们的魂的里面，在我们的体的里面，在我们的灵的里面，用病或用死来摧残我。
That the enemy will not use sickness in our body, soul, and spirit to attack us.
今天早上我跟吊弟兄有一点的交通。
This morning I had a fellowship with a brother. Brother Dale.
在交通里面我们就提到，如果过一段时间以后，在我们当中有同样的情形发生。
So we fellowship that if after a period of time we still have this kind of case.
我们要用同样的态度对付它。
We should have the same kind of attitude to deal with it.
我们虽然不能够了解每一件所发生的事。
Even though we cannot fully understand the whole situation.
我相信许多弟兄姊妹在祷告上有份的人，我想可能都会有一个问题。
Those things that have a part in this prayer will have the same kind of problem. Question.
我们总会觉得主为什么没有听我们的祷告。
We always have a question why the Lord didn't answer our prayer.
我相信多多少少我们里面总会觉得为什么主没有听我们的祷告。
We always had a question in our heart that why did the Lord not answer our prayer.
感谢主啊。属灵的事情不是在我们的理解的里面。
Thank the Lord, spiritual thing is not only in our mind.
如果有一件事是我们不了解的，
If there is one thing that we cannot understand,
我相信就是主为什么会爱我们。就是主为什么爱我们。
It is all because why the Lord loves us.
有没有哪一个弟兄姊妹已经了解主为什么爱我们？
Do any of the saints understand why the Lord loves us?
我们怎么能够来了解像我们这样的人为什么配主来爱？
Can we say that we people who are so unworthy, why did the Lord love us?
虽然我们不了解，但是我们却知道他爱我。
Even though we do not understand, yet we know that he loves us.
虽然我们不了解为什么主没有听我们的祷告。
Even though we do not understand why the Lord didn't answer our prayer.
但是我们确实知道主是爱我。
Yet we know that one thing, the Lord loves us.
为什么我们知道他爱我们呢？
Why we know that He loves us.
因为他为我们人人尝了滋味。
Because he tasted death for our sake.
他已经为我们来尝过这个死亡的味道。
Because for our sake he tasted death.
他知道我们人的软弱。
He know our weaknesses.
如果基督不为我们经过这条道路的话，
If Christ doesn't pass through death for our sake,
我们就没有办法经过这个道路。
Then we cannot pass through this road also.
所以他为我们每一个人尝了滋味。
So for every one of us, he tasted that.
他知道我们这个人是血肉之体。
He know that we are in the flesh.
我们是软弱的。
And we are weak.
而这个血肉之体乃是不能够承受神的国。
This flesh of ours cannot obtain the kingdom of God.
所以他就亲自也成为一个血肉之体。
So for this thing, he became flesh.
借着他的死来败坏当时权的魔鬼。
Through his death, he defeated the enemy.
叫我们这些人不再终身做一个怕死的人。
That we will not be afraid of death anymore.
我实在觉得过去的时间里面，那祷告是何等的重要。
I feel that these few days, these few months, that prayer is very important.
特别是教会的祷告。
Especially the prayers of the church.
我们实在觉得这个祷告太宝贵了。
We feel that this prayer is so precious.
这个祷告就好像好像那个抗生素一样。
This prayer is like
an
antibody.
这个我们的祷告呢，就要来把这个身体里面来除掉仇敌所做的事。
Through this prayer, we will take away all the works of the enemy in our midst.
仇敌每时每刻都要来玷污神的身体。
the enemy always takes this opportunity to try to contaminate the body of God.
弟兄姊妹，借着我们的祷告，我们要来抵挡他。
Through our prayer, we will resist the enemy.
为什么我们要来拒绝这个死？
Why should we resist death?
因为这个死的本身不是神的目的。
Because death is not the purpose of God.
那个死是罪的结果。
Death is the result of sin.
而死不过是一个过程。
Death is only a process.
经过死，神乃是要我们这个人能够变化。
Through this process, the Lord wants to transform us.
今天早上我跟弟兄在交通的时候，他就提到，他的里面呢，是有平安。
As I was fellowshipping with our brother, he said that he has peace within.
但是呢，心里面还是会有难过。
But inside of him, surely there will be grieving.
为什么难过呢？
Why do we grieve?
因为这是一个分别。
Because this is a separation.
我们就想到，当基督被挂在十字架上的时候，
We always think that when Christ was on the cross,
他在挂在十字架上的时候受了许许多多的苦。
On the cross, he suffered all kinds of ridicule.
但是我们的主好像都没有什么反应。
Nevertheless, our Lord doesn't seem to have any reaction.
当人吐唾沫在他的脸上的时候，他没有什么反应。
When people spit on the Lord, he doesn't have any reaction.
当人用鞭子打在他的身上的时候，他没有什么反应。
When people try to beat him, he doesn't have any reaction at all.
当人要他背十字架的时候，他也没有什么反应。
When people want him to carry the cross, he doesn't have any reaction.
当人用钉他的手的时候，他也没有什么反应。
When people nail his hands, he doesn't have any reaction.
但是当他发现他要暂时跟他的父隔绝的时候，我们的神有反应。
But when the Lord knew that he will be temporarily separated from the Father, then he had a reaction.
所以他在十字架上大声喊叫。
So on the cross, he cried.
他说，父啊，父啊，你为什么离弃？
Father, why hast thou forsaken me?
因为他知道，如果有一段很短很短的时间，他要跟父神暂时的隔绝。
Because there is a short period of time that he will be separated from the Father.
这一件事情，乃是让我们难过的一件事。
This thing causes us to grieve.
因为我们跟姊妹的交通要暂时断绝了。
Because our fellowship with our sister will temporarily be adjourned.
就像我们弟兄所说的，他说，他认为所有的房子里面所有的东西都不重要。
He feels that all things in the house is not very important.
不管是多有价值的东西，没有一件东西是重要的。
Whether it is precious or not, he feels it's not important.
最重要的乃是那个交通。
The most important thing is the fellowship.
乃是我们可以跟我们姊妹有交通。
The importance of having fellowship with our sister.
所以这个词就把那个交通断绝了。
So death cut off the fellowship.
那是让我们难过的一件事。
It caused us to grieve.
但是感谢神。
But praise God.
这个断绝，那因为基督的得胜的关系，今天呢成为一个暂时的断绝。
So because of the victory of Christ, this death becomes a temporary separation.
如果不是基督的得胜的话，那个死亡就成为一个永远的断绝。
If it is not because of Christ's victory, then this death will be permanent.
感谢，我们感谢神。
So praise God.
他得胜了。
He has won the victory.
所以今天这个死呢，不是一个永远的断绝。
So this death is not a permanent separation.
虽然因为这个暂时的断绝，还是让我们觉得忧伤。
Even though this temporary separation causes us to grieve.
但是这个忧伤的里面却带有一个永恒的盼望。
But in this, in while we are grieving, we had an eternal hope.
因为这个死亡不再是一个永远的分别。
Because this death is not a permanent separation.
在哥林多前书告诉我们，
In 1 Corinthians say,
那个死亡就像一个种子，像一个 seed.
The death is like a seed.
你把它种下去了，
We try to plant it.
它就经过死亡，
It passed through death.
然后就长出许许多多的子粒。
Then it tries to grow up and have many living things.
那死不过是一个暂时的事。
So death is only a temporary thing.
那死不过是一个过程。
Death is only a process.
那它的目的乃是要得到一个不朽坏的。
its purpose is to have something incorruptible.
因为罪的缘故，今天我们需要经过死。
Because of sin, we need to pass through death.
但是因为基督的得胜，那死从一个过程。
So because of Christ's victory, death become a process.
我们的目的乃是得到不朽坏的。
Our purpose, our main goal is to gain something incorruptible.
他说，种下去的是羞辱。
Plant to be planted is somewhat a shame.
那个复活起来的是荣耀。
But those resurrected is something glorious.
那个种下去的是软弱的。
Those that are planted is weak.
但是将来复活的是强壮的。
But those that are resurrected have become strong.
那种下去的不过是血气的身体。
Those planted are fleshly bodies.
那复活的乃是一个属灵的身体。
But the resurrected is spiritual body.
保罗说，我们不是睡觉，我们乃是都要改变。
We are only sleeping and all of us will be transformed.
当我们得救以后，我们所得到的是一个完备的救恩。
But after we are saved, what we gain is a complete salvation.
这个完备的救恩乃是先从我们这个人的灵开始。
This complete salvation begins with our spirit.
当我们相信的时候，我们得到一个新的灵。
After we believe, we had a new spirit.
所以我们的灵被主改变了。
And our spirit has been transformed by the Lord.
但是主的工作，主的救恩还不停在那里。
But the salvation of the Lord doesn't stop right there.
神要继续在我们的魂灵里面来工作。
He will continue on working in our soul.
要在我们的魂灵里面来改变我们。
And he will transform our soul.
在我们在地上的年日，神要在我们的魂里面做这改变的工作。
While we are living on this earth, we will continue transforming our soul.
感谢神的救恩还不停在这里。
But the salvation of God doesn't stop right here.
借着死而复活。
Through death and resurrection.
神的救恩的最后一部分就是来改变我们的身体。
The last part of the salvation of God is to transform our corruptible body.
这是一个完备的救恩。
This is a complete salvation.
已经做成了。
It has been accomplished.
是我们每一个人的盼望。
This is altogether our hope.
所以保罗可以说这一句话。
So Paul can say this thing.
他说死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
Death, where is thy sting?
死的权势在哪里？
Death, where is your strength?
因为基督已经得胜了。
Because Christ has won the victory.
这个道路已经我们开好了。
And this way has been opened for us.
我们没有一个人有这个经验。
Not all of us have this kind of experience.
对我们来讲，那好像是一件不可知的事。
It seems that it's something that we cannot really understand.
但是今天，我们的主乃是进去又出来的。
But praise the Lord, the Lord is the one who entered and came out.
他是唯一的这么一位。
He's that one person.
他进入，他又出来了。
He entered and he came out.
所以他今天成为我们的把握。
So he become our assurance.
因为圣经上说他是出熟的果子。
The Bible says he's the first fruit.
他进去了，他出来了，他成为出熟的果子。
He entered, he came out and become the first fruit.
他为着我们受试探，他就能够搭救这些受试探的人。
For our sake, he was tempted for those who are tempted also.
今天我们面对这个死的时候，我们的态度不一样了。
So today when we meet death, our attitude is different.
我们好像从一个房子进到另外一个房。
It's like entering from one house to another house.
虽然我们已经不再惧怕死亡了。
Even though we are not afraid of death.
但是我们仍然要拒绝死亡。
But we should still resist death.
因为如果主在我们地上还有还留我们在地上有年日的话。
If the Lord will continue to have prolong our day.
我们就一天要拒绝仇敌把我们的生命夺去。
So every day we should resist the enemy in taking away our life.
圣经告诉我们，我们的年限和我们的疆界，神都已经定好了。
Because the Lord God said that our life, our days have been counted.
所以神所定好的年限，就是我们在地上我们要存留的年限。
The days which the Lord has counted has been our days on earth.
神所划定我们的疆界，就是我们要生活的那个疆界。The boundary.
The boundary is what God gave us. The boundary is also our boundary.
神要让我们在这个地上要来更认识他。
That on this earth that we will know him more.
神要让我们在地上让人借着我们来认识他。
That we should meet people and cause them to know God.
这是神把我们留在这个地上的目的。
This is the purpose God has put us on earth.
当神的目的还没有达成以前
when God haven't reached his goal yet,
如果仇敌要来夺走我们的年日
if the enemy will come and take away our life,
我们仍然要来抵挡它。
We should continue on to resist death.
并不是我们怕死。
It's not because that we are afraid of death.
那是因为神在我们身上还有目的。
It is because God has a purpose in our life.
当神我们在地上的年日满足的时候。
When the days, our days on earth is fully matured.
我们就欣然的经过死到主那里去。
Then we willingly will pass through death and go before the Lord.
圣经上有一句话非常让我们得到安慰。
And there is a portion in the Bible that calls us to be comforted.
就是主在十字架上的时候对那个强盗所讲的话。
It is the word spoken by the Lord to the one of the thieves.
主说今日你就要与我一同在乐园。
He said to the thief, today you shall be with me on paradise.
是今日。
He says today.
不是等到主第二次再来的时候。
We should not wait until the Lord's second coming.
所以当神的儿女经过死的时候是与主同在。
When the children of God pass through death, then they will be with the Lord.
从前我们在地上我们最多只能够预尝。
Before we on earth, we can only taste.
Foretaste. 但是当我们跨入那个死亡的时候我们乃是亲自与主在乐园的里面。
But when we enter into death, then we should be with the Lord in paradise.
所以我们实在相信我们的姊妹已经与基督一同在乐园的里面。
So today we believe that our sister has been with the Lord in paradise.
在那里与主有面对面的交通。
Today she will have a face-to-face fellowship with the Lord.
不但我们相信我们的姊妹是这样。
Not only we believe that our sister is like this,
如果我们不能够等到主被提的话我们也要这样。
If we will not wait until we will be raptured, we will be the same.
我们今天我们唯一一件事情我们觉得难过的。
The only one thing that caused us to grieve.
是我们暂时不能够跟我们姊妹有交通。
It is because we temporarily cannot have fellowship with our sister.
但是感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
神要用他的自己来取代。
But he will replace her with himself.
所以当我们思念我们的姊妹的时候
As we are thinking of our sister,
我们的主就来更多的与我们交通
Then the Lord will have more fellowship with us.
我们的主就来更多的在我们的里面来与我们同在
The Lord will be with us.
让我们这些神的儿女因为这些事情我们更来靠近主
We the children of God because of this thing we are nearer to the Lord.
我们在地上的交通不管是多甜美
Even though our fellowship on earth is very sweet,
我们非常宝贵弟兄姊妹的交通。
We really precious the fellowship among the saints.
但是这个交通都还受时间限制的。
But we see that this fellowship is time limited.
有一天这些美好的交通都要终止的。
All the fellowship will have a kind of a stop.
但是只有一个交通是不停止的。
There is a fellowship that is continue on.
就是我们与我们的神的交通。
It is our fellowship with our God.
而是我们与基督的交通。
It is our fellowship with Christ.
我们活着的时候我们跟基督可以交通。
While we are living, we can have fellowship with Christ.
我们死的时候我们还在乐园里面跟基督有交通。
Even though we die, we still can have fellowship with him in paradise.
有一天我们的身体复活的时候我们在新天新地里面还是与我们的主交通。
When we are resurrected on that day, we can still have fellowship with him on the new heaven and new earth.
这是我们今天的盼望。
This is our eternal hope.
这也是我们今天的安慰。
This is our comfort.
让我们来宝贵我们与我们主的交通。
May we precious our fellowship with the Lord.
我们也宝贵我们在地上这个还这个受时间限制的交通。
May we also treasure the temporary fellowship.
我们在地上的年日真是太有限。
Our days on earth is really limited.
只有当我们碰见一件事情的时候，才让我们重新想到我们在地上的年日真是有限。
When we meet something, then we feel that our days are really limited.
我们还有多少年日在地上来认识主？
How many days can we spend in order to know the Lord?
有多少的年日还为我们存留，让我们能够带领别人来认识主
？How many days can we spend in order to bring people to know God?
让我们来把握我们这有生的年日。
May we really treasure the days given to us by the Lord?
每一天这个日子都是在神的手里面。
Every day is.In the hand of the Lord.
没有一天是被仇敌所夺去的。
Not one day should be taken by the enemy.
我们不愿意我们的生活里面有一天是仇敌借着疾病来夺去的。
We will not let a day that will cause the enemy to take away
your sickness.
In sickness.
我们不愿意我们这个人的魂或我们的灵落在软弱的里面。
We will not let our soul, our spirit to be in weakness.
我们要像约书亚一样来刚强壮胆。
We should be like Joshua to be strong.
来数算我们每一天的日子。
To count our days.
每一天都是主所纪念的。
So in order that every day will be remembered by the Lord.
我们也深深的相信有一个冠冕来为我们存留。
And we believe that there is a crown waiting for us.
不但有一个冠冕为我们存留
Not only there is a crown waiting for us,
还有许多许多我们所失去的交通有一天我们会跟他们恢复
And there will be a lot of fellowship that will be recovered
我们进到那一天的时候所有我们所失去的交通神都要帮我们恢复
When we come to that day, all the fellowship that we have lost will be recovered
那一个恢复乃是一个永远的恢复
And this recovery is a full recovery
乃是一个完全的恢复
Complete recovery.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
好吧，我们下面有一点祷告。
Let's have some prayer.
弟兄姊妹有负担可以。